You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is The Synagogue and Religious Functionaries. In Hebrew, the synagogue is known as the Beit Knesset, or House of Assembly. The synagogue is also known as the Beit Tefillah, House of Prayer, and a Beit Midrash, the House of Study. In Yiddish, the synagogue is known by the term shul. In traditionally built synagogues, the front wall faces east toward Jerusalem. The Holy Ark, or Aron Kodesh, containing the Torah scrolls, is located on this eastern wall. In traditional synagogues, the bima is located in the middle of the sanctuary, and the cantor, rabbi, or leader faces the eastern wall like the congregation. There is a mechitza, a screen or a one-way mirror, that divides the sanctuary into separate male and female seating, and the synagogue is never referred to as a temple. In modernist synagogues, the bima is placed in front of the ark and is facing the congregation. In addition, men and women are seated together, and the synagogues may contain the word temple in their names. Although synagogues existed well before the destruction of the Second Temple in 70 CE, communal worship in the time while the temple still stood centered around the korbanot, or sacrificial offerings, brought by the Kohanim in the Holy Temple. During the Babylonian captivity, the men of the Great Assembly began the process of formalizing and standardizing the Jewish services and prayers that did not depend on the functioning of the temple in Jerusalem. Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai, one of the leaders at the end of the Second Temple era, promulgated the idea of creating individual houses of worship in whatever locale Jews found themselves. This contributed to the saving of the Jewish people by maintaining a unique identity and a portable way of worship, despite the destruction of the temple, according to many historians. Synagogues, in the sense of purpose-built spaces for worship, or rooms originally constructed for some other purpose but reserved for formal communal prayer, existed long before the destruction of Solomon's temple. The earliest archaeological evidence for the existence of very early synagogues comes from Egypt, where stone synagogue dedication inscriptions, dating from the 3rd century BCE, prove that synagogues existed by that date. A synagogue dating between 75 and 50 BCE has been uncovered at a Hashmonean-era winter palace near Jericho. More than a dozen Second Temple-era synagogues have been identified by archaeologists. Throughout Jewish history, synagogues have been constructed by all types of people. They have been constructed by wealthy patrons, by ethnically bound groups of people, and by any like-minded group of Jews. Eastern European Jewish communities were characterized by the presence of koizen, literally gathering places, in which worshippers belonging to the same profession prayed together. One koiz that still bears that name today is the Breslov Synagogue in Uman, Ukraine, which accommodates thousands of worshippers at the annual Breslov Rosh Hashanah kibbutz. It is called the New Koiz to distinguish it from the Old Koiz, which was built by Nathan of Breslov in 1834. The emancipation of Jews in European countries not only enabled Jews to enter fields of enterprise from which they were formerly barred, but gave them the right to build synagogues without needing special permissions. Synagogue architecture blossomed. Later Jewish communities wished to show not only their wealth, but also their newly acquired status as citizens by constructing magnificent synagogues. These were built across Europe and in the United States in all of the historic or revival styles then in fashion. Thus, there were neoclassical, neo-Byzantine, Romanesque revival, Moorish revival, Gothic revival, and Greek revival. There are Egyptian revival synagogues and even one Mayan revival synagogue. In the 19th and early 20th centuries heyday of historicist architecture, however, most historicist synagogues, even the most magnificent ones, do not attempt a pure style, or even any particular style, and are best described as eclectic. A synagogue may be decorated with artwork, but in the rabbinic and Orthodox tradition, three-dimensional sculptures and depictions of the human body are not allowed, as they are considered akin to idolatry. Synagogue windows are sometimes curved at the top and squared at the bottom, recalling the popular depiction of the shape of the tablets of stone that held the Ten Commandments, which Moses received from God at Mount Sinai. There is also a tradition to install 12 windows around the main sanctuary to recall the 12 tribes of Israel, underscoring the importance of unity and brotherhood as a result of the communal prayers. Until the 19th century, all synagogue interiors were laid out with both a spiritual and a communal focus. In an Ashkenazi synagogue, all seats faced the Aron Kodesh, in which the Torah scrolls were housed. In a Sephardi synagogue, seats were arranged around the perimeter of the sanctuary, but when the worshippers stood up to pray, everyone faced the ark. The Torah was read on a reader's table located in the exact center of each sanctuary, echoing the manner in which the children of Israel stood around Mount Sinai when they received the Torah. The leader of the prayer service, the Hazan, stood at his own lectern or table facing the ark. Rabbis, meaning teachers, are people with sufficient education and knowledge in halakha and customs to guide the community. Rabbis have no more and no less authority to perform religious functions than any other male Jew or females in some Orthodox, non-Orthodox communities. Since the destruction of the temple and the dispersion of the Jews, rabbis have become community leaders and the leaders in the synagogues. Rabbis in the modern era are generally decisors and leaders in a Jewish community, as well as teachers and leaders in the synagogues. Chazans are people who lead the congregation in prayer. The chazan has no more and no less authority to lead the congregation than any other male Jew or females in some non-Orthodox communities. In smaller synagogues, the rabbi often serves as the chazan, although many of these synagogues will have a chazan during the High Holy Days. In many synagogues, the chazan also helps children prepare for the bar bat mitzvah, teach adult education classes, visit the sick, and perform wedding ceremonies and funerals. Gabbais are lay people who serve as assistants during the synagogue services. A gabbai can choose who is called up for an aliyah to bless or read from the Sefer Torah. They can also read from the Sefer Torah and or stand next to the persons reading the Sefer Torah to assist them with chanting and making any corrections. Kohanim are descendants of Aaron and were priests in the Holy Temple. Since the destruction of the Temple and the dispersion of the Jews, they are honored by being the first to be called up for an aliyah, and they also offer priestly blessings over the congregation at specific times of the year. The tribe of Levi also performs certain rituals in the Holy Temple. Since the destruction of the Temple and the dispersion of the Jews, they are honored by being the second to be called up for an aliyah. Rebbes are spiritual leaders in the Hasidic communities. Rebbes have the final decision over every aspect of their Hasidic communities. Tzaddiks, which means righteous ones, refers to completely righteous ones and indicates that they have great spiritual or mystical power. And Shomrim are volunteers who prepare the body and recite Tehillim, which are psalms, while guarding the deceased. Thank you for listening to the Synagogue and Religious Functionaries. Shalom.